Sometimes when things don't turn out the way you thought and the way you planned them, you gotta reroute yourself. My life was shaped in part through tragedies. And the weird thing about tragedies is that they don't tell you that they're shaping you. It doesn't feel like they're shaping you, but they are in fact shaping you. The tragedies don't start when you need the power from them. They start early, accrue interest over time, and in retrospect, when you look back over your life, you understand something that you didn't understand in real-time speed. When you're going through it, you kind of feel sorry for yourself, but after you've gone through it, you look back and you say, eventually, if you're mature, it was good for me that I've been afflicted. There are certain things that you don't understand about that process until you have endured it, suffered through it, cried through it, made mistakes in it, had setbacks in it, almost collapsed in it, almost ran from it. And after you have experienced it, experience redefines your ideology. We glory in tribulation. For tribulation, trouble, work of patience. Trouble, getting in stuff you can't get out of, can't fix, can't hit a button and change, can't write a check and repair, can't show them whatever it is that you're good at, your degree, and get out of. Can't show them how pretty you are and get out of. Tribulation will teach you patience. In the waiting process, sometimes God just lets you wait, puts you on hold, so that you will have experience. Experiences are important because experience will give you hope. I could do my life over again. If I could just play it all over with the experience, do you know how much better I would have slept at night? Do you know who I would have not responded to? When I look back over my life, do you know how many things I was all upset about that wasn't worth the level of energy I put into it at the time? If I could go back and tell my young self, sitting on the side of the bed crying over what somebody said, I would have walked over to the bed and said, "Will you go to bed?" Just because your circumstance don't reflect it right now doesn't mean that you don't have it. Believe in yourself and get up out of there and go do what you've got to do. The times I ran out of money and thought I would end up homeless and sleeping up under a bridge, and the times I wondered, was I man enough to have a wife and two kids, and would I be able to hold it down? If I could go back and tell myself, say, "Boy, you got it." Experience gives you hope. The devil wants you to be stuck in a situation that is beneath the promises of God in your life. See, I got experience now. It's not that I don't run up against things that challenge me, but I have a resume. When the enemy attacks me now, I start telling him how many times God brought me out before. I've been sick before. I made it. been broke before, I made it. I've been brokenhearted before, I made it. I cried all night, but I made it. I've been betrayed, but I made it. I've been lied on, but I made it. I've been rejected, but I made it. You see how the people with experience are nodding and clapping because they, each one of us, has our own testimony that authenticates what we've been through. Hope, and hope will not let you be ashamed. People always remember and talk about how you made it, and you're king, or you're the president, or you're the pope, or whoever you are, but they don't understand what all you went through to get there. That you have to have a certain amount of experiences to prepare you for the next level. There are some things that you learn in the process, in the painful grappling of climbing up to a place rather than being zapped to a place. The things that you went through getting there give you the tenacity to stay there. The fight is your friend. The fighting process gives you a drive, a vigilance, a commitment to it, that you can stand the pressure of being it, because nobody gave it to you on credit. You earned it, you scuffled for it, you fought for it, and now you can hold it down. Most dangerous thing in the world is to get something you didn't earn, because the process prepares you with the power you need to hold your ground. And another thing, when you fight for it, you won't let nobody take it from you. When you fight for it, you won't let nobody take it from you. The reason you keep quitting stuff is that you didn't earn it. If you get through fighting for it, you're not gonna walk away and quit. You're gonna say, I cried too long, I suffered too much, I did without, I had to crawl, I had to labor. Have you ever hit a pothole in the middle of the road? Just when you're about to step into your destiny, just when you're about to finally show the devil who's boss, just when you're about to see the promise of God come to pass, the ox slipped, the cart moved. I learned, sometimes you can't save everybody. Sometimes you gotta leave people alone and let them go through the process. You can't come in and be the hero. Sometimes whatever happens, happens. Whatever falls, falls. Get out of God's business. See, all of these man-made carts always mess up. All the stuff you do for yourself, by yourself, always goes awry, because if you could be your own God, you wouldn't need God. And sometimes God is revealed in the slip. Sometimes God is revealed in the slip. You thought his greatest presence was when everything was going right, but God's greatest presence shows up when all hell is breaking loose. I think he said, I am a very present help in trouble. So if you don't get in trouble, you'll never have an experience. If you never get in trouble, you'll never have an experience with God. How are you gonna know he's a healer if you never get sick? How are you gonna know he's a provider if you
never get hungry? How you gonna know he's a way maker if you never get lost? Somebody slips, but God sent me to tell you the slip is a setup.
It's a setup. It looks bad, but it's a setup. You've been up all night, but it's a setup. You've been worried about it, but it's a setup. You've been crying yourself to sleep, but it's a setup. God knew you was gonna slip. He knew the ox was gonna slip. He knew the earth was gonna slide. He knew all hell was gonna break loose. Keep your hands off of God's setup. Sometimes the thing you want the most hurts the most.
The most powerful tool that you have right now in your life, in your body, is your mind. That's why the enemy fights you in your mind. The devil doesn't have to tie you up for you to be bound. He just has to tie up your head with stress, with worry, with aggravation, with low self-esteem, with pettiness, with anger, with hostility, with rebellion. And he can make you physically sick because your mind is sick. Lay your hands on your head and say, give me a new mind. Give me a new mind means give me a new perspective. Give me a new perspective. Give me a new way of looking at my situation. Give me a new way of looking at my circumstances. Get my mind ready for this year, because when I get this year, there's going to be blessings. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be opportunities. Oh, yes, it's going to be some struggles. It's going to be some challenges. It's going to be some tests. But even the struggles are an opportunity for me to show off the victory if my mind can handle the change.
If you can take it, you can make it. You can take it, you can make it. All right, you train, you fight way harder than those other guys, and you win. You get out from under. You can take it, you can make it. You can do this. Just gotta believe you can.
There's some things I'm not taking with me in the new year. Everything that's inflexible and everything that's not ready and everything that's backwards and everything that's negative and everything that's condescending and everything that's carnal and everything that's holding me back, I refuse to take it over into another year and waste another new year with an old mind. Shape yourself around the comings and goings of this world. Don't shape your opinions and your attitudes around circumstances that you cannot change. If you go into another year and waste another year with the old mentality while somebody's in the hospital begging God for the opportunity that you have right now, you better step into this moment. You decide to stop looking for answers in other people and miracles somewhere down the yellow brick road and click the heel of your mind, you could have been free years ago. You can get your mind out. You can get your money out. You can get your family out. You can get your job out. You can get your career out. You can get your health out. You can get your prosperity out. If you can get your mind out, no devil in hell, no weapon formed against you, no enemy that hates you, no witch that hexes you can stop you from being free. If you can get your mind out, grab yourself by the hand and say, we're coming out of this. head first. I will not face a giant without you. I will not make a major decision without prayer. I will not bring somebody into my life just because they please me. I'll submit myself, my destiny, my future over to you. You are my foundation. You are my rock. You are my fortress. You are my strength. You are my defense. Without you, I can do nothing. You are the substratum of every dream I have ever dreamed in my life, and I will take no promotion you don't want me to have, and I will accept no friend you don't want me to have. You're my rock. You owe him a level of commitment. You owe him a level of commitment. It's wrong for you to think that you're going to give an offering and God's going to bless a business you ain't committed to. Bless a marriage you ain't committed to. Bless you in school and you won't study. Bless you as a saint of God and you won't walk like a saint of God. Who do you think God is? Somebody playing in Vegas? God is not hitting a slot machine. God is a guaranteed, definite I am. The mighty God, a sure blessing. He told Abraham, I swear I'm going to bless you. Ain't no chance, ain't no doubt, ain't no joke about it. If I told you I was going to bless you, I will open up the windows of hell. Then wonder why I thought I'd be further than I am in the age. Let me tell you why you are not further. It is not the devil, it is not witches, it is not demons, and it sure God ain't haters. You are not any further than where you are right now because you have never thrown your whole self at anything in your life. You take a half-committed man and a half-committed trifling woman and put them together and they'll have some half-committed trifling kids, and the whole house will be half committed because children will be what they see. Stop fussing at your kids. They're a reflection of you.
Your second commitment is to family, and it's a very important commitment. Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, you have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you, or you're not gonna make it. It's a commitment. It's not a feeling. You gotta come home when you in love, and you gotta come home when you're not in love, or you're not gonna make it. And stay there till the love comes back. It's a commitment. Y'all don't wanna hear real truth. You want to hear fairy tale, Hollywood, shake and bake stuff, but in reality, it's a commitment. Commitment to your dream. You cannot get people to believe in your dream until you believe in it yourself. Stop asking people to invest in things where you have no investment. Stop asking people to deliver something to you where you're not willing to go to the wire for yourself. If you don't learn to give like you learn to get, every area that there is not reciprocity, it will die. Reciprocity. What do you give back for what you get? If you're not committed, you're not going to make it. Even the ones with the personalities you don't like. You have to be committed. Through the storm and the rain and the heartache and the pain and the disappointment, you have to believe in the we and the us and not the me and the you. Or you're not gonna make it. It's a commitment, it's not a feeling. Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, come hell or high water, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances, After a while, something begins to wither inside of you. Anytime you need something that you can't give to yourself, you're at the mercy of somebody else, and when they don't come through, you got pain. And what you become is the consequences of what you didn't get. It's an urge, truth be told. Every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit. Don't you give up on your dream. I don't care if you don't have the money, you don't have the help, and you don't have the family for it, and you don't have the background for it, and you don't have the friends for it. Don't you give up on your dream. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. It may take you twice as long. You may have to take courses and classes. You might not read as fast. You might not move as quick. You might not have as much. But don't you quit. Don't you quit. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. You do make a difference. As weak as you are, as tired as you are, as many mistakes as you made, you do make a difference. There is something they would lose if you were not there. There was something that they would miss if you were not there. You do make a difference.